Welcome to your home for Red Fox Athletic News. This is the Hartsville Sports Network podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. I'm your host, Coach Rao, and I'm here with
Jazzy Frierson.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, HHSRedFoxes.com. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, and five-star rating. How was your weekend?
It was all right. I had soccer games.
Oh, well, that's fun.
I did good.
You travel soccer? Mm-hmm. Is it like year-round, kind of?
I do fall because of basketball.
Oh, yeah, true. Very true.
How was yours?
It was decent. I just stayed home over the weekend, watched football, and, yeah, slept in.
And now it's time for the Red Fox weekend recap.
Friday night at West Florence, the Knights handed the Foxes their fourth loss in the year. Hartsville fell to 5-4 with a 57-39 defeat. Hartsville is now sitting in third place in the region behind 4A, number one South Florence, and number two West Florence. Scoring for the Red Foxes was Jayshon Anderson with four rushing touchdowns, Carmelo McDaniel with two, and Jackson Moore with the receiving touchdown from McKendry Douglas. Hartsville will play Wilson in their final regular season game Friday at Wilson. A win will maintain a third place finish in the region and earn the Foxes a home playoff game. A loss would likely move Hartsville to fourth place in the region.
On Saturday, the Ladies of Cheer went on the road to compete at Myrtle Beach. They finished second to Myrtle Beach with a score of 267.5 to their 269. The Ladies will be back in action for the region championship Tuesday, October 25th at West Florence High School at 6 p.m.
Here's Coach Boo with what's coming up this week in Red Fox Sports.
Choose right here.
All right, we're just restarted.
Okay, you restart. All right, so welcome back to Red Fox Athletics. We got a lot of things are starting to dwindle down. Not as many fall sports going on. Varsity volleyball just lost out of the playoffs this past week. And so now really we only got a couple sports still going. And with that, one of them is competitive cheer. They're going to be in the region championship on Tuesday night at West Florence. Not sure the time of their performance yet. We'll have to get that out once we get that told to us. Also on Tuesday at West Florence, the cross-country team's going and racing for the region championship as well. Got a lot of strong racers on our teams this year, so we're looking pretty promising to have a great finish at the region championship. And then other than that, we got football, last regular season game of the year. The JV will host their game on Thursday night at 6:30 against Wilson, and then we will travel to Wilson on a Friday night game. It is Wilson's homecoming, so if you plan on going, make sure you get there early. But with that, not a lot going on next week, so kind of plan your nights around us. Make sure you come out and see the Red Foxes.
Now it's time for the Calabrese Corner segment, brought to you by Alleyway Printing. At Alleyway Printing, we specialize in bringing your vision to life with your print needs. What do you want to say through print media? Call or email us to get started.
Welcome to the show, Coach.
What's up?
Tough loss Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. But before we get into that, I do want to shout out both the cheerleaders and the band. You know, I know the band was in Lower State this past weekend, did an outstanding job, and also the cheerleaders. I think it's the highest score they've ever achieved Saturday. It was pretty cool. So before we get into that, both the cheerleaders and the band support us week in, week out, always there. So we just want to shout out those guys for doing a great job in their own competitions.
Coach, it seems that the whole night we had a tough time with the running duo of Deuce Hudson and Demarion Lloyd. What were they doing that was so effective?
They were doing a good job blocking us. We couldn't get off the blocks. We didn't tackle very well. We just couldn't get it stopped. You know, our kids give great effort. It's not the effort. It's just how we were doing it just wasn't getting it done. Obviously, you know, West Florence is a good football team. We knew that going in. They're undefeated, and they're undefeated for a reason. And Darren Lloyd is a tremendous running back, and so is Deuce as a running quarterback. But, you know, it just wasn't good enough effort. It wasn't good enough effort to get stops, and you have to get stops to win the game, and we just didn't quite do it. Guys have a great attitude getting ready for this week, moving on, and trying to be a little better.
Coach, at the halfway point, we were in a manageable deficit. What was the message to the team at the half?
Well, you know, it's in coaching, a lot of times it's not big mistakes, it's small mistakes. And, you know, there's a small margin for winning and losing. We talk about that all the time. And there wasn't a lot of massive mistakes. It was just small things that we just could not get over. I mean, offensively, we had, I think, 9 penalties. And it was just little things that could have been corrected. We had a fumble on offense, which is, you know, we haven't done that a lot this year, and that kind of changed. So, you know, I think that's the thing about our football team. We've lost 4 games, and 3 of them were undefeated. They're still undefeated. So, you know, I think combined between those 4 teams, there's only 3 losses, and that's by 1 team. So, you know, our issues are not large. They're small, but we have to get them corrected. We're coming down to the end of the season. Obviously, playoff seeding in this game with Wilson being extremely important, and these are mistakes that we have to clean up.
Headed into a hostile Wilson Stadium, Wilson needs to win this game to make the playoffs. What is the focus for this week?
Same as it is every week. You know, we have to play our best football. We don't care about, you know, Wilson's got to do what they got to do, but we have to do what we have to do. And I think we're really close to playing outstanding football, and I think we're close to doing it. And obviously this game is very important for us as well, a home playoff game for our seniors. I mean, our seniors thought that they wouldn't be back at Kellytown Stadium, so to have a chance to play at home is huge. And hopefully we have a great week. We're motivated, and we play outstanding on Friday.
Coach, what's the most difficult part of this upcoming game?
Wilson's very, very talented. Their quarterback, I think his first name is Tremaine Eccles, is, you know, he's 230 pounds. He can sling it. They have 2 really good receivers. One's a Shrine Bowl receiver. He's been injured. I don't know if he'll play. But obviously they have a lot of talent. And I think that, you know, they're 5-4, same as us. They've won some big games. They've lost some games. But they have a ton of talent, and I think that's the biggest thing is doing our job, making plays when we need to make plays, getting stops when we need to get stops, and obviously putting the points on the board when we can do that. So it is a tremendous challenge, and you know. But listen, we're excited about it. I think anytime you play Wilson for homecoming, it's fun. And what I mean by that is it's going to be a great environment. And why do you play sports? I mean, you don't want to play sports and play in front of 5 people. You want to play with a hostile crowd hollering at you a little bit. And, you know, that's truly what it's all about. And so we should be excited, and this should be a lot of fun.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Coach Calabrese. Good luck this week against Wilson.
Thank you all very much. Appreciate it.
See you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Now we have the 2022 Marching Band Lower State Champs, their director, Cameron Watkins. Welcome to the show, Mr. Watkins.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate you guys asking.
2022 Lower State Champs, how does that feel?
It's a huge accomplishment. So we won last year for Lower State, and then again this year. Students just worked really, really hard. It was a great performance they had on Saturday at Blythewood. We still have our things to work on, and they know that, and so do we. So it's just, you know, it's been great to kind of see it all come to fruition for 2 years in a row now, and we just keep moving on to state, and we'll go to that on Saturday. So we're looking forward to it.
For those who don't know, how does the scoring in the competition go?
So what they do is they split the state up for all the 3A schools. So there's 48 3A schools in the state. And so they divide it in half, upper state, lower state, similar to athletics. And so at our contest, there were 13 schools. And so they divide it into 3 captions. So you have your music caption, you have your visual caption, and you have your effect caption. So music obviously being how they play and perform. And then visual is how they look. And then the effect is how you put those 2 elements together. And so we won visual and we won effect. And then our music score, we came out to being in 3rd on the day. So that's kind of been our main area of focus for this week is our music caption.
Okay. So what I can say is, like, watching y'all practice, I know y'all really, really deal with the form and the sound, and then watching y'all at games, every game I see, y'all have great costumes. So that's what you mean, and like the visual part of it?
Yeah, so the visual part of it is how they move. Are they moving in, you know, continuity with everything? Is the pacing of our show, is it, you know, visually, is it appealing to people, to the audience, to the judges? Like, mm-hmm. are we able to see what we hear and hear what we see? And so that's the big thing we've been working on the past 2 years, which has proven to be very effective for us, especially in the state contest level. And then the costuming, all of a sudden, all that goes along with our concept, which is shattered optics, the idea of refracted light being broken up.
Okay.
So,
the Red regime has been consistently good over the years. What do you attribute the success to?
I think it's, you know, it's all part of legacy and like lineage. So like when I first got here, so this is my 9th year at Hartsville. And so when I first got here, we had some inherent problems we needed to fix. And once we started getting those fixed, things started moving in the right direction. And so over time, it's now be kind of, you know, it's become the understanding that we're going to be pushing ourselves towards success. And I've had a great set of student leadership over the past, you know, several years. And they're the ones who are really driving the ship. You know, I'm just the one who's in front of it. But they've done just a great job of getting kids on board and pushing them to be successful and to find success not only in music but also, you know, in their future plans too.
With the state championship up next, the focus of course is the, you said you got the visual, you got the, so now you're just working on the music.
I mean, we have to do all of it together at the same time. Yeah. Uh-huh. Just like anything else. But the music side of it is, that's the most important. That's what's weighted the most. We had some individual things that happened that had normally happened at practice at Lower State. So we've been really focusing on getting everybody on the same page when it comes to how we sound.
Okay. So. Well, we wish you a lot of luck. Appreciate on Saturday, where is the competition at?
So we're performing at Westwood High School, and our field time is 1:45.
1:45. So you guys, everybody get out and go support the Red Regime. Thank you, Coach. Thank you, Mr. Watkins.
Thank you.
Today we have the 2022 Competitive Cheer Region Champs Coach, Ashley Ingles.
The champ is here!
Hey guys.
Welcome to the show, Coach Ingles.
Thanks for having me.
What was it you guys did well that got you the win?
They just had really high energy last night, and they hit their routine. I was so proud of them. It's something we've wanted for a long time.
How does it feel to be 2022 region champs?
I don't know. I feel like it's still unreal. This is only our second year having a region championship. Cheer is... competitive cheer has been around for a while, but in this area it's kind of brand new, but we're kind of like the OGs of the PD, I would like to say, because we've been doing it for 7 years, but everybody else has kind of just kind of broken out in the last 2 to 4 years. So last year we went and we felt like we deserved it last year, and some things are out of our control, and so it was really good to come back in this year and really get what we feel like we deserved.
So to remind everybody, what did y'all finish last year?
Last year in the region, we finished second
to
West Florence.
To West Florence. Okay.
Yes.
And it was at West Florence again?
It was at West Florence last year, and it was at West Florence this year, too.
Did they finish second to y'all?
They finished third this year.
Oh, so sweet revenge.
It was. It was so nice. But I will say, the coaches over there are so sweet, and the cheerleaders were very – they showed really great sportsmanship yesterday. So – but it felt good to beat them.
So, like, what was the message going in? Like, did you bring up last year at all?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't know how you couldn't, because the girls were very salty last year when we left. And I kind of was, too. I was like, you know what? Let's get our bags. Let's go. But this year, going in, it was, this is our time. We deserve it. This is ours. We're ready. We've prepared. We've had really high scores this year. There's no reason why this isn't ours. So,
how did the competition out of Myrtle Beach prepare you for the region championship?
So the competition in Myrtle Beach, we were at Conway on Saturday, and we scored a 267.5. Which, when I got our score sheets, I was just kind of like, "Whoa, that was big." That's the highest we've ever scored in history, like our program history. We ended last year at state with a 213. So our girls this year have just killed it. So I think it just gave us that boost of confidence that the girls have needed to have this kind of mentality of we are winners and we are capable of hanging with the big dogs. So I think that's what helped us at Conway. And to the girls, just they were eager and gritty this year. They want to win.
It seems like the group you have this year, nothing against anybody prior, but it seems like the group you have this year is a lot more focused, a lot more dedicated across the board.
Yes.
Because you had some great people last year.
Yes.
But across the board, it just seems like you have more energy, more.
Yes.
When I see y'all, when y'all go to run the laps, nobody's walking. It's like everybody is on.
Yeah.
So what do you attribute that to?
I really feel like we've just really. The girls that have come before this team, I even brought this up at Conway. It takes time to build a program, and you got to start somewhere. Tell. Yeah, and you got to start somewhere. And I feel like I told them at Conway, you know, the girls that came before you, they were working towards to give you what you have now. So now go out and give them what they always wanted. And you're right, they are gritty. They do want it. And we have some real true athletes. Some of our younger girls have really come out. I mean, our flyers, this is the first year we've had 6 stunt groups. We've normally only had 4 or 5 stunt groups, and that's a big deal in itself in the competitive cheer world to have 6 full stunt groups on the mat. And 4 out of our 6 flyers, which are your top girls, they're brand new. They've never flown before. So you just have this eagerness, this culture that I'm so proud that we've built where people are wanting to be a part of it, and they know that if they're going to be a part of it, we have an expectation of ourselves, and they hold it high. So I'm just very proud of them.
This has been a long time coming for you, and the road is not done. How does it feel looking at where you have come to where you are going?
We've started building this program 7 years ago. This is my 9th year of coaching, but seventh with competitive in Hartsville. And it's hard because in this area, you have gymnastics gyms around town, but you don't have an all-star cheer gym. And that's what the Beaches have. That's what the Midlands, the Columbia area schools have. And we have one in Florence, but it's still a drive for our girls to go to. So when you're building something from scratch and it finally pays off, it feels really good. You do a lot of sacrifices. Like last night while we were at the competition, my little boy was at his last baseball game of the season and I didn't get to see it. So you think of all the sacrifices that you make for the girls and they give you just as much back. And so it's just really, really beautiful, I guess.
So what's next?
Next, we're taking off today. We're going to have a break. We're going to refresh and take a break, and then we'll hit the mat again tomorrow and fix the things that I saw in the routine last night, make it better. And then, obviously, we're still cheering on our football players on Friday nights. And then we have qualifiers on November 10th at Irmo. So we'll go to there, hopefully qualify for state, and then state will be November 19th at the Colonial Life Arena.
We know you're looking forward to that competition. What do you think you need to do to be successful there?
So we still have our stunts aren't falling and our tumbling's not busting, but we can definitely make it better in that we can add harder skills in. There's one that we've been working on to add back into the routine, so that's going to help give us extra points. But our goal, I've told them all year, we're top 5. So my goal is, last year our goal was top 10. We did that. And this year, I want to be top 5 at state.
And you said last year y'all finished top 10.
We did.
I had the pleasure of going there.
Yes.
And first off, it's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But what is it? You said 213 and you've had 265s. Pretty much every time we've talked to you, this is the highest score we've ever had. This is the highest score. And you continue to build on top of that.
Yeah.
Do you think the experience, because I know the first time getting somewhere, it's an excitement.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, we're here.
Right. Right.
This year, do you see that experience has driven them to want to get back and hit your goal of top 5?
Yeah. Yeah. The mentality is different. Like, we used to walk in and the girls would just be like in awe of everything. And now when we walk in, they're definitely still in awe of a lot of the things, but it's kind of like they understand that we're something to be awed and awed over too. Like, and that was the mentality and the culture I've been trying to build in that we have to have confidence in ourselves. And so, yeah, it's just been a really good year.
Okay. The biggest competition headed out from here.
It's going to be those Columbia schools now. Now that we've beat the beach schools, it's always the beach schools, but now Airport.
Airport has a good.
Yeah. Yeah, they beat us at Gilbert. Airport, AC Flora.
They're good at everything.
They won the last 2 years, I think.
Yeah, AC Flora, they're state champs past 2 years in a row. Catawba Ridge. They're really good. And they're young as far as, like, they've only been competing, I think, maybe 3 or 4 years. But those schools, they just produce these athletes that come out of nowhere. So, yeah, AC Flora, Catawba Ridge, Lugoff Elgin, which is interesting because, you know, that's where I competed. So, okay. They beat us at Gilbert. So I want to beat them now at qualifiers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Coach Ingles, good luck to you.
Thank you.
And the team. And we hope to have you on in a couple of weeks talking about a state championship.
Yes, I hope so. Thanks, guys, for having me.
All right, you're welcome. That was Coach Ashley Ingles.
Thank you for listening once again. Remember, you can listen to the Hartsville Sports Network podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. I'm your host, Coach Rao, and I am here with
Jazzy Frierson.
We are out. Boom. We'll be right back.